You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. So let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. So here we go. Let's welcome Kathleen Gage to my show today. We will be talking about spiritual journey through food. As a marketing and business strategist, Kathleen Gage has made it her mission to teach solo and small business owners how to become visible to their market through the power of clarity of their message and to package their core message into speaking engagements, books, information products, and consulting and coaching services. Creating a level of success many entrepreneurs aspire to achieve, Kathleen discovered a passion that had been percolating under the surface for years, a whole food plant-based lifestyle. Having participated in her first full marathon at the age of 61, competing her first spring triathlon shortly after her 64th birthday, celebrating her 65th birthday with a half marathon, Kathleen is working toward certification through eCornell University with the plant-based nutrition program and writing her next book, Discover the Real Fountain of Youth, Plant-Based Eating for Health, due to release in summer 2019. Her book on plant-based eating shows It's Never Too Late to Take Control of One's Health. Wow, Kathleen, welcome to my show. It was hard to read all of these. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Angela Maria. It's so great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So let's start and tell me, what's your healing superpower, Kathleen?
Oh, what is my superpower? You know, I would say really my superpower is the willingness to do things differently than I was doing it so that I can be better at what I'm going to be doing.
I love that. Would you please take us back to your early years and name one memorable life lesson that is useful for you today in what you do?
Ooh, that is such a great question. I would say, you know, it's not too far in the past. It's about 8-9 years ago. And it was caretaking my mother and watching her health deteriorate and what that really did to me on an emotional and a spiritual level, to be her caretaker and then to actually be there when she made her transition, and realizing that a lot of what her health issues were really self-imposed. And so for me, it gave me the foundation of everything that I do today, which is taking full responsibility for my emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being.
Kathleen, you said that her illness was self-imposed. What do you mean by that?
Oh, that, you know, really what it was is that through the types of foods that she ate, she was at one point a very active alcoholic, drank an awful lot, and I've been 35 years sober. So, you know, I'm not passing judgment on that. It's just, you know, that was the path that she took. But just a lot of the behaviors of not having regular exercise and movement, and really being dependent upon our healthcare system in a way that she gave her power away to the doctors. And I see that a lot with people, where they give so much power to this so-called authority that if you look at it in the healthcare system, the number one cause of death in the United States is the medical system. And because of malpractice and misdiagnosis, over medicating people. So with my mother, it really was about decades and decades of either a lack of certain activities or the engagement of certain activities that really gave her a very unhealthy lifestyle.
And you know why that caught my attention? Because that goes along with one of my life principles, and it's that I am the creator of my life. Mm-hmm. It's not that life happens to me. I make it happen with my choices, with the way I think, with the way I feel, with the way I see things, and the way I react towards those experiences in life. So I really love this because that's what I do believe, that healing your life is just a matter of taking responsibility for your choices and the way you live your life. It's not that, oh, poor me that I incarnate with this weak body. It's just about the decisions you make every day to recreate your body. So thank you so much for that. I think it's really, really valuable, Kathleen.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, and recently, very recently, I just finished a goal that I set for a 1 month period, and it was to run 100 miles during the month. And as I was doing it, I belong to a group of women on Facebook. It's a private group where we're all, I would say all of us are over the age of 60, and all of us are into health and fitness. And it's a small group. It's about 30 women. And every day I would post videos of the run that I took for that day. And what I realized when I finished the 100 miles in less than the month is that had I not done something every single day, and it's like you say, we create our reality in many ways. And sometimes there's things that happen in life that, depending on the foundation that we have, will determine how we handle it. If we handle it with grace, or we handle it with fear, or we handle it with stress. And as I finished my 100-mile commitment, one, it felt incredibly, incredibly empowering. And two, I realized that it didn't happen by me putting it off every day and saying, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. What I did is every single day I took little actions, which the little actions for me were running anywhere from 3 to 5 miles, so that by the end of the month, I hit my goal. And a lot of times people give their power away to tomorrow, or they give their power away to somebody else to make decisions for them, instead of taking full responsibility for their health. And there are some situations, I don't want to imply that, you know, every situation is their fault, but it's really about being accountable and being more responsible for the choices that we make.
Yeah, it's not about it's my fault or not. It's more about, okay, this is what I got right now. How could I make it better?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it's really changing the way we've learned to live our lives. Not that something happens to me. I made it happen, and I can create something way better than that if I just make the decision.
Absolutely. And I just recently started reading a book called The 5 a.m. Club by Robin.
Yes! Me too, Kathleen!
I love that book.
And, he's awesome.
He's awesome. And what's interesting is that book is part of my reading of another expert that I follow, Hal Elrod, with The Miracle Morning. And so my reading time with The Miracle Morning, which is a six-step process, is Robin's book, and I'm getting so much value from the information that he provides in that book. And it's like a fairy tale. He tells it in just three fictional characters. Yeah. But the lessons are so profound, and it's really about the daily actions that we take will create the life that we have, the quality or the lack thereof.
Yeah, and the energy that you start with every day really makes a difference. If you wake up complaining, sleepy, and feeling with no energy, and you don't do anything to change that, that's how your life and your day and your week and your month is going to end.
Absolutely.
Change that energy. Oh, my God, I love this, Kathleen. So before we go to a very little break, Kathleen, where can people go to find out more about you?
Oh, thank you for asking. There's two websites. One is Power Up for Profits, and that's plural, powerupforprofits.com, and also plantbasedeatingforhealth.com, plantbasedeatingforhealth.com.
So we've been talking with Kathleen Gage, talking about spiritual journey through food. When we come back from this short break, we are going to talk more about her healing superpowers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
And we're back. You are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. Today, we are talking with Kathleen Gage about spiritual journey through food. So Kathleen, here is my next question. Was there a burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life?
Oh, yeah, there's been more than one. You know, I'm 65, and in 65 years of being on this earth, there's bound to be more than one. And one of the most profound changes I made was 35 years ago when I made the conscious choice to give up drinking. And I struggled with it for many years. I am one of those people that's very allergic to alcohol. It brings out really a very dark side of who I am. And so my choice was I keep living that dark life or I choose to give it up. And it wasn't easy. I mean, you know, it's not like, okay, from just turning off and on a switch. It really was a difficult choice in that I was so addicted to alcohol and so addicted to drugs, but that one choice of giving that up completely transformed my life. And over 35 years of making that choice on a daily basis has given me a quality of life that I never, ever dreamed I would have. And the other choice that I made was nearly a year ago, going plant-based. I gave up all animal products, all dairy products, and that has given me a level of clarity, not only in my body and the way that I feel. I've released about 30 pounds as a result of it without dieting. I have more energy, and I just have a higher level of consciousness around the treatment of animals, the environment, and my own health. So those two choices actually were the two most profound choices that I've made in my life.
Kathleen, for those choices, I honor you and I hug you in the distance because I know how hard it is to give up alcohol. I married a wonderful guy who did the same choice, and I can't be more impressed. I met him after he made that choice, but I've been working with him in all of this path of realizing how different his life is right now and meeting more other people that have made that choice. And every time I just feel overwhelmed of joy and hope, because it's just, those are the kind of decisions that really, really change your life.
It's absolutely
unbelievable.
You know, and really the way I like to frame it is the world is a safer place because I don't drink. You know, a lot of times with alcoholics, they say, oh, if I drink, I'm going to die. And I was one of those that I wasn't able to die. I mean, I lived a miserable life and I drove drunk. I put myself and other people in dangerous situations. So truly the world is a better place. So the most loving thing I could do for other people was give up drinking. And I gave it up because of my own need to give it up. But as I look back, I can see how many of the things that happened in my life weren't because I was just a victim of circumstances. It was as I had a spiritual teacher who actually said, those things that happened in your life were based on the decisions that you made. Every time you made the decision to have a drink, you were making the decision to have destruction in your life. And it's like, wow, you know, to have somebody be that honest with you around why your life ends up the way it does. And it's called tough love. And sometimes we need people that give us that tough love.
Well, absolutely. And based on the topic for our interview, I'm really curious because, believe me, it's something that has been going around my mind. If I should go, I haven't thought about give up completely dairy and everything, but yes, about the meat. Mm-hmm. So how was that process? If somebody would say, oh, Kathleen, I would love to do that, what would be your suggestions for me to begin that path in my life?
Oh, what a great question, Angela Maria. I love that question. When I made the decision to give up animal products, I was going to do it for a week because I had really bad inflammation. And as a writer, I need my hand function. And so I thought, okay, I did some research and it became apparent that animal products and dairy products cause a lot of inflammation. So I thought, okay, I'll try it for a week and see what happens. Well, after a week, I felt like a completely different person. I was really shocked at how quickly I experienced some of the changes. But then I started doing some research on the whole process of factory farming and where our meat comes from and where our dairy comes from. And I do a lot of animal rescue. As a matter of fact, we have 3 horses, 2 dogs, a cat, and chickens. Almost all of them are rescue animals.
Aww.
And here I was talking about being so compassionate to animals, but I was eating animals. And then as I looked at the whole process of what really goes on in factory farms, if anybody is sitting on the fence with the decision to try a plant-based lifestyle, do some research on, just go to YouTube or Google and do factory farming of beef and or of pork, and you will be shocked at what you're going to discover. It's actually the most inhumane way to treat animals. And I've had people say, well, when animals are out in the wild, they're really vicious to each other and they kill each other. That's a whole different conversation. We're talking about a man and woman made problem that actually domino effects into our health. So what I would recommend to people is, first of all, look at your big why. What is the reason you're thinking about giving up dairy and meat? And then really look at the health issues around it. Because at my age, I'm probably healthier than 95% of the population. And it's because I've made certain choices in my life to create that kind of health. I don't have high blood pressure. I'm actually at risk for colon cancer and breast cancer. I have minimized my risk. Diabetes runs in our family, and most diabetes, people who have diabetes today, a lot of it has to do with the way they eat. So I would say do some research before you make your decision and really look at the level of consciousness that you say you have. And if you say you're a really conscious person, are you being conscious in the choices around the environment and around animals, things of that nature? So I would just say, look at your big why and then do some research.
Wow. I'm going to follow your suggestion. I'm going to start today. So what is for Kathleen Gage, after all of these experiences and choices, spirituality? How do you define that?
Ask me that again.
How do you define spirituality for you after all of these experiences and choices you have made in your life?
Yeah, that is such a great question. Thank you. You know, when I was 30 years old, I went on a spiritual quest and I actually sold everything I owned and I hitchhiked from Berkeley, California to the West Bank of Israel. I took a flight from New York to London, but other than that, I hitchhiked, I camped out, I backpacked. And I was in search of my great spiritual guru and the answers to life. And what I discovered along the way is wherever you go, there you are. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the ends of the earth to try to find your spiritual enlightenment, but it resides right where you sit. It's within you. And what I would say really defines my spirituality and my definition of spirituality is love and kindness. And if you have to go to the mountaintop to become kind and loving, then you're missing the whole journey along the way. Every single day we have that opportunity to be very enlightened individuals. And it's by being kind to every person we come in contact with the animals being kind. And it's not always easy. I mean, we do get tested in this and we get the opportunity to say, let's say we pray for patients. Okay, I want to pray for patients. That day, you're going to have every opportunity to find out how patient or very impatient you are based on the circumstances that present themselves. And so for me, it's really quite simple. It's love and kindness.
Ah, thank you so much. And going along with this topic, there is a part in your bio that reads, "We have a strong focus on a balanced protocol of nutrition, exercise, meditation, and community." Mm-hmm. Can you expand that concept of meditation in all of that, like meditation and nutrition and exercise and community? What is the meditation doing there?
Well, you know, meditation actually can be many different things. Like when I run and I'm out in nature, that's very meditative to me. When I'm working in my garden and I'm actually pulling weeds out of the garden, it's actually a form of meditation. And then there's the more formal type where I sit with my back erect and I have my feet on the ground and I, you know, might be listening to a guided meditation. But there are many things that we do in life that can be very meditative. Cleaning the house can be meditative because we can actually do a meditation of gratitude that as we are doing tasks that we are actually giving thanks for the ability to do those things. And that's a form of meditation.
Thank you so much for that answer, because for me, it really goes along with the spirituality that we were discussing before. And it's, if you really would like to be that kind, that loving, if you really would like to incarnate the divinity you are, you need to be in contact with yourself.
Yes.
And the best way to do it is through meditation.
Absolutely.
And meditation is just that kind action of being with you. It doesn't matter how you do it. And I completely agree with your words. Could be sitting down in a lotus pose for hours, repeating Om or any mantra, could be following meditation from somebody else that is guiding you, could be through cleaning, working. For me, taking a shower is one of those moments where I have the best ideas ever, because it's just moving your conscious mind and saying, hey, I don't need you right now. Just let me be. And I believe, and I don't know if you agree with me, but that action of being in contact to yourself is what really help us to be in balance. And if you plus that, you exercise, you are feeding yourself with love and wisdom in the choices you make when you feed with food. You are creating a community, you are exercising, you are surrounding yourself with loving people, with people that elevate you. What else could you ask?
Well, you know, you're so right, because it's and what I'm excited about is your choice to for today become dairy free and animal free. And what you'll find, and this has been my experience and a lot of people I talk to who make that choice, the amount of clarity that comes with that, because our body isn't being bogged down with energetically the stuff that goes on with the animal. So energetically, we have more clarity. So what I'm really excited about, Angela Maria, is the path that you're on is going to be amplified as a result of that one choice.
Mm. And I love that. And that's I think that is the reason why I am feeling this. I don't think it's a need yet, but it's an idea that has been going around my mind. And it's, of course, animals is very important and would be a really important, and that, an important factor in my choice. But the opportunity to take care of my temple, take care of this body, so I can really elevate my awareness, my conscience.
Yes.
My consciousness to a higher level where I can help me and serve others in a better way is what is really, really, really calling my attention and saying, hey, you really need to do something if you really want to make a change in the world. And you answered the question that my next question was, how are all of those practices may help us in our spiritual path?
Well, you know, and it's interesting because in Robin's book, The 5 a.m. Club, He talks about that need to take care of your physical well-being so that you can be around longer and not cut your life short by the choices you make, but you can be here longer to do more of the work that you're here to do, the life's work that you're here to
do. Yes.
And it's really exciting because when we tap into what our life's work is, and it doesn't matter how it looks on the outside, but it really is about just showing up to what we're here to do and the people that we're here to impact on whatever level. And so often we get so caught up in this ego thing of like, we have to have more followers or we have to have more friends or we have to have more connections. And the reality is it's one person at a time that we're here to have that connection with and have the transformation for them and for us. It's not just about what we do for others, but it's what they also do for us.
Yes. Oh, I am loving this conversation, Patty. How does the high-frequency healing process take place through healthy food? Because I really love this concept, Kathleen. It is not just about go to the doctor, take your medicines, be disciplined about doctor's suggestion. It's more about, I really need to take care of myself. And this is the high-frequency healing process that I need to take. It is not just about somebody else telling me what to do. It's about me getting in contact to myself and asking the big question, the why am I choosing to do something else? And what is the big reason, but also the research? And I think those two steps are fundamental. But how is this process through healthy food? How is all of these high-frequency healing process taking place through healthy food?
Well, you know, because what we put in our body, it's all about energy. And the thing is that there's a power in praying over our food and giving gratitude for our food. And one of the things that I love when I'm cooking is I think about all the people that were involved in the process of bringing this food to my table. And I bless those people. I actually go through a process where I just thank the universe that, you know, whoever happened to, let's say, maybe I'm having some lettuce. Who was the one who actually picked the lettuce and put it on the truck that transported it to the wherever it got processed and then put it in the store or in the local Saturday market? We have a farmer's market here that's amazing. And so for me, the whole idea of high frequency, it goes all the way back to the seed that was planted as the food started developing. And so it really is about energy, and everything is energy. And we, unfortunately, a lot of people are very blocked in their energy, and it has to do with their level of consciousness or lack thereof, that they're not doing things to raise their awareness. And just being aware of what you're putting into your body and how it's digesting in your system really does make a difference in how healthy you're going to be in mind, body, and spirit.
Ooh. So, Kathleen, I am not sure about how you work with this. Like, do you have appointments? People just set up appointments with you and you guide them through the process? It's just a matter of the books that you write that you really help people through those choices. How does it work?
You know, for right now, I actually have a blog where I write a lot of articles and put videos up, and I have a YouTube channel to do with plant-based eating. And I also have a Facebook group, Plant-Based Eating for Health. And so that's not per se, me coaching people is not a part of my business model. I do it because I just love it so much. And so I share my own experience. And I would say the way that people can be impacted by what my experiences are and other people who are on this journey is probably to join the Facebook group would be the best place to start, which is Plant-Based Eating for Health. And then also checking out the blog to read many of the articles that I've written around my own experience and then the people that I interview on my YouTube channel.
I love, thank you so much. And how could you describe all of this process with you? Like, if you have to tell me one or two words, what is that two words or one word that would describe all of this process of just going back to who you really are?
Well, yeah, what comes to me is conscious energy. Mm. Conscious energy.
Oh, I love it. So, Kathleen, could you share with us two steps or two tips for anyone to start their own healing process through food, but not just somebody who is just making the decision, I want to go just plant-based, but is this typical person that is eating everything, sugar, meat, everything, and at some point is thinking, how could I be healthier? How could I be healthier and eat better without going all the way to plant-based that maybe it would be in the future? What would be those first steps?
Absolutely. I would say the first step is get the book called Eat to Live by Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Eat to Live by Dr. Joel Fuhrman. That book was the foundation of a lot of the choices that I made. And another thing is, just before you put food into your body, look at it and really ask yourself, is this going to serve me on a higher level or is it going to hinder me? And so those two steps, get the book Eat to Live by Dr. Joel Fuhrman, and then as you put food in your body, ask yourself, is this food going to serve me or is it going to be a disservice to me?
I love that. Those two tips are awesome. And I would add the one that you said before, whatever you're eating, at least bless it. Bless the people who were involved. Bless the love that it was made with. Bless the earth that allows that to grow. I think that is something that really connects you to the earth, connecting you to this planet. And that is really healing in a high frequency process. So thank you so much, Kathleen, for all of your time and for sharing your healing superpowers with us today.
It has been my absolute delight. Thank you so much, Angela Maria.
So let's remind listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
Absolutely. Thank you. PowerUpForProfits.com. That's PowerUpForProfits.com. And PlantBasedEatingForHealth.com. PlantBasedEatingForHealth.com.
Thank you again, Kathleen. And thank all of you for joining us today. I am Angela Maria. Conscious creation, change action, shift energy to live here, to live heaven down here on earth. And I see you next time. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.